Parshat Chukat. I'm titling the Parsha Objective/Subjective. So in Parshat Chukat, Perek Chav Pasuk Aleph mentions to us the death of Miriam, Vatamocham Miriam. And the Gebar Moed Katan Daf Chav Chet Amad Aleph says, Lama Nismecha Parshat Miriam LeParshat Paraduma. There's the Parsha Paraduma. And it tells us something about the noble, honorable deeds of Miriam, that she's equivalent to a korban, a sacrifice for Klal Yisrael, for the Jewish people. Or she's like the paraduma that could be metayer, bring purity to those who are impure amongst the Jewish people. Now, as far as I know, and I just checked a little bit, there's only twice throughout Chazal, based upon the psukim of the Torah, where the Gemara asks, the Tanoim ask, Lama nismichu parshat, why the smichut, the back-to-back of one parsha to the other, that specifically speaks about a persona, about an individual. We have many times that we have Chazal learning out the proximity of one parsha to another. But in describing the personality of an individual, of Miriam Hanaviyah, the sister of Aaron and Moshe Rabbeinu, is only mentioned twice. We had it a few parshiot, again, the parsha of the Meraglim. There it says, Lama nismecha parshat Meraglim, parshat Miriam. What's the connection, the follow-up from one parsha to the other about Miriam speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu and the parsha of the Meraglim? Says, well, no, that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, and Klal Yisrael didn't learn from her and her punishment how not to behave, and the Meraglim therefore saw free and easy to speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's to learn from the negative, ignoble behavior. So we have here in Miriam two episodes. Miriam, the great tzaddiket, she's like a paraduma, honorable, noble deeds. And then we have Miriam that spoke Lashon Hara, ignoble behavior, unacceptable behavior. And people learn from that how to misbehave. And I think it's an important message. You find any individual that can act in misconduct, impudence, and yet be virtuous and benevolent. And when we look at the Torah giants, we should not look at it that we're seeking to find something bad, something destructive, finding fault, even though it exists in the holy people and the Torah giants. We should be objective. We shouldn't be subjective, see things for what they are. But even though my tzaddik, my Rebbe, my Rosh Yeshiva, I could see his godless, his greatness, how wonderful he is, how godly he is. But I also could see how he's human. I shouldn't fool myself I should be objective, but I should know how to apply it to myself. If I look for the good, I should copycat that good. I should look to be like Miriam Hanavia, like the, she was like the Paraduma, like a korban, to be honorable, to be of noble deeds. And I should look as Miriam behaved negatively with ignoble behavior. Something's wrong. It's unacceptable to God. It's against the Torah values. Don't practice it. So look and see with open eyes, but work on it to improve yourself, not to be destructive, not to seek fault, aware of it that it happens. But the opposite is to look to improve myself, make myself into a better person.